After bringing home the gold from last year's state tournament, the McDonald Lady Mags entered this year's postseason knowing every night there'd be a target on their back. Good afternoon and welcome to the Doghouse, Eau Claire North High School, site of this WIAA Division IV sectional final game. The winner goes to the Resch Center in Green Bay to compete in the state tournament. The matchup, two number one seeds, your McDonald Central Lady Mags and the Fall Creek Crickets. Both of these teams out of the Western Cloverbelt Conference. This will be the third time they have played this season. It is the rubber match as they have split the previous two encounters. Puts it on the floor with the left hand, attacking the bank kick out. Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Oh. Emily Cooper, her first hit from downtown, and a 7-4 McDonald. 9-6, a full one possession lead for McDonald. A steal by Ella Mae Cooper, wide open pass to the basket. Good. Jasmine Hoyer with a hand in her face. Emily Cooper, pull up. That's a deep two. Oh. Rattles it in. Emily Cooper, loose for another three.
Got it.
Another one. Rattles it out. Offensive rebound.
There's
Tom, her pass knocked away, but right back to her. Knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. It's losing her midcourt. Push back to Dorn. Dorn down the lane.
There we go. Good fight.
20-14. Ella Mae Cooper attacks right there to the hoop. Go. No one picked her up, and she slices and dices to the rim for two. Ella Mae attacking, goes in hard, flips one up to the cup and scores over the top of the leaping Hoyer. Long rebound, Izzy Hartman right back to Ella Mae. Ella Mae Cooper, 16-foot jumper. There that one go. Is good. Just had to get a couple steps closer.
Yep.
Ella Mae with 8 points. Feeling it for three. Rattles in and out. Aubrey Dorn offensive rebound goes up strong.
Got it.
Oh, a power move down low. Aubrey Dorn asserting herself. 8 points for Aubrey. 6 points the lead for McDonald. 28-22. Ella Mae in the lane. Runner off the glass. No. Offensive rebound. Dorn again. Dorn up strong. No. Against Campbell Sell. Gets the rebound back. Goes up strong.
Got it. And one.
And a foul. Aubrey Dorn. Kylie Jensen holding, waiting, slides a nice bounce pass to Aubrey Dorn, and Dorn up for an easy bunny from low on the left. Corner Haynes has a good look at a three. That one comes up well short. Aubrey Dorn with the rebound and ahead of steam. McDonald has numbers if they want them. Dorn to the right side of the lane goes right over the top of Sturz for two.
No stopping her on that one.
Aubrey Dorn in and out. Rebound Dorn. Quick outlet, Ella Mae Cooper. McDonald has a 2-on-1. Ella Mae races down the lane. Left hand layup is good. Callie Goulet goes in
there
hard
go.
Over the top. The drop pass from Dorn to Goulet. And McDonald can be patient here. Flip left side. Emily Cooper, a bomb for three. Oh, she rained it in.
Not that patient.
And a fist bump from Don Cooper as his granddaughter has gained a 14-point advantage with 9:20 to go. Ella Mae will slow things down. Now crosses over, attacking and hard. Going off
there.
The glass with the kiss. A beautiful touch for the freshman. She has 12. Ella Mae Cooper gets by her defender, runner in the lane.
Back got it.
And good. 14 for Ella Mae Cooper. Ella Mae Cooper gets behind her defender.
Got
runner
it.
With the right hand is good. And the freshman says, I'll pick you up, big sis. And she has 16 points. Fights a pass down low. Campbell Sell blocked from behind. Claire Ruff says no man.
Nice block.
Beautiful pass down low.
Dorn there
to
we
Kendall go. Heffler post-to-post passing. Heffler her first bucket. And McDonald leads 56-35. Ella Mae Cooper top shot with the right hand. How did that one go in? Ella Mae Cooper taking contact, leaning in from the right side of the lane. 7 seconds left. Maddie Geister will hold her on her right hip. He'll track it down to triple zeros. And pack your bags. Chippewa falls. The road to the Resch runs through Chippewa. It's back to back to back to back for the Lady Mags. McDonald is headed to states.
Nice job there by the girls. They deserve this.
Your final score from Eau Claire North. Your McDonald Central Lady Mags 58. The Fall Creek Crickets 38.
The Resch has been reached. But on this long road, two steps remain. Next up, a state semifinal battle with one of Wisconsin's legendary girls basketball programs, Cuba City. Live from the WIAA Division IV state tournament at the Resch Center in Green Bay, this is McDonald Lady Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
This is McDonald Mags Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to the Resch Center in Green Bay, home of the WIAA Girls Basketball Tournament and site of this Division IV state semifinal, pitting the number 2 seed, your McDonald Central Lady Macs, against the number 3 seed, the Cuba City Cubans. McDonald 26-2 on the season, champions of the Western Clipper Belt Conference. The Cubans out of the Southwest Wisconsin Activities League. They were champs of that conference 24-4 in the season. They've won 18 games in a row. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney. Our producer and board operator, Sam Aberle, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. And a host of sponsors making this broadcast possible. And Mark Maloney, 4 years in a row for the Lady Macs back here at State. It's become familiar territory for us here in Green Bay. We enjoy coming here again for this year's seniors. What a run they've had, and they're hoping that it continues beyond even tonight.
Yes, and again, it's a great experience for the younger girls too, so this is going to be fun. I mean, this Resch Center is comparable to the Cole Center, so it's a nice place, nice venue to play basketball.
Right now in the 1-4 matchup, Laconia in control over the Prairie School 52-36 with 7:51 remaining. We've got a lot coming up in our WOGO special State Lady Macs pregame show, including interviews with both head coaches. We'll break down how the teams got to this point as well. Well, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads. Keep all travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. We continue Lady Max pregame from the Resch Center in Green Bay. The Max are back at State. We are back after this on WOGO Sports.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Thank you, happy campers. Country RV wants to thank you for voting them the best place to buy an RV once again. And to show their appreciation for the entire month of March, Country RV is offering discounts, sales, and promotions to save you money. Take advantage of discounted finance rates, stock up on supplies, enter to win some amazing prizes, and enjoy refreshments while shopping. Learn what it's like to truly be a happy camper when you shop Country RV. Located on Highway B in Chippewa Falls, just 1 mile off Highway 53 in Tilden.
Welcome back to the Rest Center in Green Bay. Lady Max pregame in advance of their state semifinal matchup against the Cuba City Cubans. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, looking at the path through the playoffs for both of these teams. Cuba City started out with a tight one in their regional semifinal, 62-58 winners over Fenimore, then defeated Mineral Point 73-51, 70-48 over New Glarus in the sectional semi, and knocked off Neillsville, who of course McDonald saw twice this year, 67-52, to punch their ticket to state. McDonald over number 8 seed Marathon, 65-12 in the regional semi, then 85-41. They handled business against number 4 Stratford, number 2 Phillips. That game at Ladysmith, 78-46 winners were the Lady Macs, and then a 20-point victory over Fall Creek, 58-38 in the sectional final. And again, we expect a fairly tight game here, again, with teams at state. That's what you normally think, but sometimes you can be surprised one way or the other, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a very good game tonight, and Cuba City is, you know, one of those teams on the boys' side and the girls' side that are well-known to be in the state playoffs.
17 appearances at state and 11 state championships. Both are tops in the WIAA for the Cuba City girls' program.
Yes, that's a good program down there. So the McDonald girls are going to have their hands full, but I think they're going to handle it just fine. I mean, we've been down here. This is nothing new to us. The girls shouldn't be all nervous and jittery about that. I mean, get that done right away. It's always fun being down on that floor, but I think they're going to handle this one okay.
In that game against Fall Creek, Ella Mae Cooper led the way for McDonald with 20 points. She was 9 of 21 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. Aubrey Dorn, even in some limited action in the first half with 2 fouls, ended up with 19 points, 19 rebounds, 7 of them offensive rebounds, 6 of 9 from the field, 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Perfect there. Emily Cooper, 13 points, 50%, 3 of 6 from 3-point range, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 2 turnovers. Callie Goulet with 4 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. Only 5 players scored for McDonald in that game, but again, their big three, the Cooper sisters and Aubrey Dorn, really took care of business when it counted. They've raised their level of play.
Yes, and they're going to have to come out tonight. You know, them seniors are going to have to show it, and Coach Cooper usually does a nice job. He usually starts 4 seniors, and then Ella Mae's the lone freshman coming out there to round it out. So, them seniors, you know, this is it. This is what they've practiced for. This is what they've done 3 times before. So let's make it 4.
We continue to count it down toward tip-off here at State. We'll come back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Jason Derby of the Cuba City Cubans and then Coach Don Cooper of the Lady Macs, as we count down to this state semifinal in the WIAA Division 4 state tournament. Well, there are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they've seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And in education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Lady Max State pregame continues. Interviews with both head coaches is coming up next here on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max pregame live from the Rest Center in Green Bay, WIAA Division 4 state tournament. It's the Cuba City Cubans against your McDonald Central Lady Max. Earlier this week, Coach Jason Jerby of the Cubans was asked to recap his team's season.
We have a team that looks young on paper. We don't have a senior on our roster. We have quite a bit of experience. A lot of these kids have been playing up since they were freshmen, so we feel like we've put together a pretty good schedule this year, getting to play the likes of Oregon and Arrowhead and Beaver Dam and one of the top Illinois schools in Galena. So looking forward to the chance to play at state.
And Coach Derby also commented on the relatively small size of the Cubans roster.
We have nine in our roster and we're really excited about our nine. They can all play. You know, eight of them get significant minutes and the ninth would be playing on a whole lot of teams around the state. And just a really, really cohesive group. A very together group, and we're really, really excited about the group that we have.
Coach Derby was also asked to describe the play of his standout point guard, Olivia Olson.
She can score at all three levels. I think she's a great leader on the court. She can distribute if a team is going to send a double. Like, I think that the tape and the numbers don't lie there. I would just add, man, oh man, is her work ethic and maturity and leadership just off the charts. And she's had that all throughout her high school career, and I think any age person, especially a teenager, to be able to have that, it's really, really special.
That's Coach Jason Jerby of Cuba City. We're back with Coach Don Cooper of the Lady Max after this on WOGO Sports, live from the Rest Center in Green Bay. It's Lady Max pregame from state.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's State Pregame. We are live at the Resch Center in Green Bay for your McDonald Central Lady Mac's, the number 2 seed here at State against the number 3 seed, the Cubans of Cuba City, here with head coach Don Cooper of the Lady Mac's. And coach, sectional final, now get a little time preparing for the state tournament. And when you look at this too, obviously the girls have played on this floor before. The moment's not going to be too big for them, but you do have an impressive opponent, one of the legendary programs in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely. Jerry Pettigrew was one of my mentors that picked up a lot of film. I started Arizona here for the boys program. You know, just Jerry was very inspirational to me. So a lot of winning tradition with Cuba City. In fact, the coach that's playing for him now probably won the last, I think he was on the last championship team for Cuba City. So, again, they just got a great program, great community, great town, and again, now they have a great girls program.
What jumps out at you about the Cubans? Obviously, their point guard really, really is impressive.
Yes, Olsen is the real deal. She's a great player. And again, what I've seen on film is that she just picks up everybody around her, so makes everybody around her play a lot better. So all the girls are just, they're great basketball players.
Coach, it seems like we ask you this every year, but with the style of play that you have, with the depth your team has, when you move onto a court that's 10 feet longer, I know you're going to practice it stout. I mean, does that help you just because there's more space and again, you can just roll players out in waves and continue to go and go and go?
Well, that's our hope. Our hope is that getting them on a longer court, They've got, you know, eight players that they really play, nine players at the most. I mean, so, again, we like to play a lot of players, run that court, run, get them tired, get them exhausted. We're hoping that that's a ticket for success against a great team like Cuba City.
And finally, Coach, for this year's team, again, senior-dominated, senior-led, they now have that taste of not just, hey, the goal's to get to state. It's they know what it takes to get to state and to win at state. So the goal's beyond just this game, but it starts with getting a win here tonight.
Absolutely, and that's what it starts with. It starts with the senior leadership. They've had 4 years of this. They've been down here. They've been down this road. And, you know, again, their nerves, their butterflies. And what I really like about the seniors, they're telling the freshmen exactly this is what to experience. So it's just been a great blessing in disguise.
Coach, we love it. Looking forward to talking to you afterward if we're able to, and hopefully we're talking to you again before a game on Saturday.
Well, thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage, and we appreciate it. We appreciate all your sponsors. That's just been a godsend for us.
That's head coach Don Cooper, Lady Max pregame, Resch Center in Green Bay, WIA Division IV State Tournament. It's your McDonald Lady Max against the Cuba City Cubans. Back with more on WOGO Sports.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Thank you, Happy Campers. Country RV wants to thank you for voting them the best place to buy an RV once again. And to show their appreciation for the entire month of March, Country RV is offering discounts, sales, and promotions to save you money. Take advantage of discounted finance rates, stock up on supplies, enter to win some amazing prizes, and enjoy refreshments while shopping. Learn what it's like to truly be a happy camper when you shop Country RV. Located on Highway B in Chippewa Falls, just 1 mile off Highway 53 in Tilden.
Attention high school students and parents. Are you planning for your future after high school? Join us at CVTC's Spring Open House on Tuesday, March 26th to learn why CVTC is the smart start to your future. Meet instructors, participate in hands-on simulations and virtual reality activities, and apply for free at the event. Learn why students just like you are choosing CVTC. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/spring.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
Welcome back inside the Resch Center in Green Bay, WIAA Division IV State Tournament, the second semifinal. Earlier, number one seed Laconia knocked off the Prairie School 67-49. Now the matchup that we've come to see, your McDonald Central Lady Max against the Cubans of Cuba City. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Sam Aberley back at the WOGO home base in Hallie as we continue to break things down, previewing the matchup here. And again, we've mentioned the Cuba City Cubans, 17 appearances appearances at state. That's the most in the membership, the WIAA, 11 state championships as well. The last time they were here at state was 2015. They won it all then. 9 players on the roster, no seniors on the roster, but they are a deep team despite having only 9 players there. And Coach Derby, as you heard earlier, will stack them up against anybody. And so McDonald's depth could be tested as well.
Yeah, and I agree with Coach Cooper in his pregame there. He's, you know, run on them. You know, they got 8 that they play, 9 comes off the bench, and, you know, tire them out. This is a big court, and like you said, McDonald's got the depth there, and I think our depth will handle their depth.
A player that jumps off the page for Cuba City is their 5'7" junior point guard, Olivia Olson. 21.6 points per game, 7.2 rebounds, 5.2 assists, 4 steals per game. Stats kind of eerily similar to our point guard, Emily Cooper, junior versus senior in that matchup.
Yes, and it'll be a good test out there for everybody, and LMA coming off there as a point guard as a freshman to see how she handles it, although she's done a great job all year handling the pressure. It doesn't seem to bother her one bit. So, you know, she looks – I'm watching the girls warm up right now. They all look very, very comfortable. There's lots of smiles on their faces. They know they got business to take care of, and I think they're going to do it.
One other double-digit score for Cuba City, that's Ashley Roa, 5'7" guard, 10.8 points per game, almost 3 assists and 3 steals. If you could say, hey, this could be an X factor, we were talking about this on the drive over, how well Izzy Hartman played in that state championship game, had double-digit points and almost perfect from the free throw line after being a little up and down from the charity stripe throughout the year. She raised her level of play, and sometimes it takes that. Sometimes it takes a player that the other team can't afford to game plan for because they have to pay so much attention to your stars. Who do you think that could be if that does happen again today?
Well, that could be Izzy. It could be Callie.
Indeed,
you know?
Yeah.
She's come on strongly. I mean, she's by far a great defensive person out there, but she can also score the ball. And again, you know, LMA coming off there, you know, doing what she does. But I think the hidden gem could very well be Izzy, Kylie, or Callie.
Again, that coaching matchup as well, too. How does Coach Cooper defend Olivia Olson? Does he put Callie Goulet on her? Does he throw LMA, Emily at her? Maybe all 3 at different times. It'll be interesting to see.
And if they leave Kendall Heffler wide open, you know she can score. And Ann Siegenthaler, she's been in the right spots underneath there all season long. So, yeah, they got a lot of people to cover.
We'll look at the statistical matchups between the teams coming up. We're back right after this. WOGO special pregame from state as we count it down to tip-off here at the Resch Center in Green Bay, the McDonald Lady Max, and the Cuba City Cubans. We're back after this on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality. at Ashley Construction.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Live from the Resch Center, the WIAA Division 4 State Girls Basketball Tournament in Green Bay. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Aberle at the Wogo home base in Halley. It's the number 2 seed McDonald Central Lady Macs against the number 3 seed, the Cuba City Cubans. Looking now at the matchup between both of these two teams. Statistically, McDonald scores 70 points per game, Cuba City 62.2. McDonald defensively gives up 36.1, Cuba City 40.5. Field goal percentage, 45% from the field. The Lady Macs, 42% from the field, Cuba City 33% from downtown. McDonald from three-point range, also 33%. Cuba City, they make over 6 threes per game. McDonald just under 5 threes per game. Free throw percentage, 67% from the charity stripe for the Lady Macs, 69% from the foul line for Cuba City. On the other side, rebounding, 37.6 rebounds per game for McDonald, almost 13 offensive rebounds per game, 34.5 rebounds per game for the Cubans, almost 14 offensive rebounds per game, 14 assists, and this is where we start seeing some differential. 14 assists per game for Cuba City, almost 22 per game for McDonald. 12 turnovers per game for Cuba City, 12.2 for McDonald, so pretty similar, but 1.7 blocks per game for Cuba City, 1.8 for McDonald, but steals per game, 12.8 per game for Jason Derby's Cuba City Cubans, 23 steals per game for the McDonald Lady Macs. So again, assists and steals, two things that jump out at you statistically that might separate these teams.
Yes, and again, they do a great job there. That's a credit to that tough defense that the McDonald girls play. Whether they're, you know, they usually come out, show a little bit of man-to-man. Again, this being a big court, they might do that. But if they come out and they're 1-3-1, you know, kind of shorten that court up for the Cuba City, that's a tough 1-3-1, especially with Aubrey up on top there. So it's going to make these girls shoot. I was watching them in warm-ups. Now, Cuba City was hitting a few
threes. They were canning them, too.
And watching McDonald girls, they were doing a good job out there, too. Emily's shooting one right now with nothing but net. So hopefully, you know, our defense is what we got to key on.
This big court at the Resch Center in Green Bay, we're 5 minutes away from the game we've come to see. Cuba City and McDonald, Division 4 state semifinal winner, gets Laconia on Saturday afternoon. We're back after this final preview before tip-off on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together. I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in the winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
B-York's brand
metal roof.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Final moments before tip-off here at the Resch Center in Green Bay, WIAA Division IV State Girls Basketball Tournament. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. We'd love to hear where you're listening from. You can get in touch with us via WOGO.com or social media. It's time now for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. 26-2 McDonald against 24-4 Cuba City, the 2-versus-3 matchup. Mark Maloney, what does McDonald need to do to move on to face Laconia in that Saturday championship game?
I think take advantage of this big court here. Get out there and run on these guys. Stay composed. Like you said, Cuba City hasn't been here for 9 years. So McDonald's been here the last 3 years.
To state.
Yeah, so, you know, let's stay composed. Let's, play like we've been here before, like we have, and just take advantage of this big court.
Your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Tip-off is next, live from Green Bay on WOGO Sports.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season? Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today, either online or in person, to become part of the Sun Blacktop team.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty and best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store. Brand new name, Maury's, moving life forward.
Big crowd on here as expected. It stinks here at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Now your starting lineups for the McDonald Central Lady Macs. 5'11", senior forward, number 11, Callie Goulet, 4.1 points per game, 3 rebounds per game. The defensive stopper, LMA Cooper, 5'6", freshman point guard, number 21, had 20 points in the sectional final, 14.2 points per game, 91 free throw attempts, second on the team, almost 4 steals per game. for the 5 foot, 6 point guard. Number 22, Emily Cooper, one of the two captains, two-time reigning Western Clover Belt Conference Player of the Year, 5 foot eight senior point guard. Number 22, 17 points per game to lead the team, leads the team in assists as well, 5 steals and over 5 rebounds per game. Aubrey Dorn, the other captain, 6 foot senior center. Number 23, 12.8 points per game, third on the team, 10.8 rebounds, 4.5 assists, 4.3 steals, 1.1 blocks. And Izzy Hartman, 5'7", senior guard, number 31, rounds out the starting five for 11th-year head coach Don Cooper. Izzy, 5.9 points per game, 2.7 steals, 2.4 rebounds. Don Cooper, 11 years at the helm of the McDonald Ladybacks with 179 victories versus just 75 defeats, a 70% winning percentage. For the Cuba City Cubans, they will start Ashley Roa, 5'7" guard, a sophomore, 10.8 points per game. Summer Rogers, 5'10" junior forward, number 15, 7.2 points per game. Olivia Olson, their superstar, getting some D1 interest, 5'7" junior guard, 21.6 points per game and 7.2 rebounds, 5.2 assists, 4 steals. Alexis Rundy, 5'10" junior forward, number 31, 5 points per game, 4.2 rebounds. And their 6-footer, their center, Dia Christ, junior, number 44, 8.3 points, 7.5 rebounds. Jason Derby is the head coach of the Cuba City Cubans, and McDonald wins the back tap as Aubrey Dorn starts it off on a high note here at State. Cuba City white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the gold numerals and trim. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue tops and bottoms with the solid white numerals and lettering, the solid white accents on the tanks and shorts. McDonald moving left to right as we begin. Up, down, down, low to LMA Cooper from Aubrey Dorn, top of the key feed. And it's 2-0 McDonald.
Nice feed there.
LMA, their first point here at State. Half a minute gone by. Little bobble in the right corner for Cuba City. 2-0 McDonald with 40 seconds gone by here in the first half. Runner from the right hand, no good, and Emily Cooper with the rebound pulls it down low. Cooper push ahead to Izzy Hartman, right wing. Izzy, right block extended. Swings it back to Emily Cooper, rotates. LMA Cooper passes up the three, pulls up at the foul line, kicks it out. Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey thought about a three from the left wing. Instead, driving in hard. Runs into Dia Chris. She's double, kicks it out. Izzy Hartman out to Emily Cooper. Deep three, right wing. Back heel of the rim, no. Long rebound out.
Good looking shots.
Coming the other way, the Cuba City Cubans.
Both teams started out in man-to-man defense.
2-0 Cuba City. The feed down low to Dia Christ. Off the back heel of the rim. No rebound. Batted around into the arms of Emily Cooper. Cooper push ahead to little sister LMA left wing by that WIA local. Hesitates, goes right by her defender.
Beautiful.
Blows her way to the rim and scores.
She acts like she's been here before, too.
4 quick points for LMA Cooper, and it's a 4-0 lead for the McDonald Lady Mavs. Minute 40 into this state semifinal. Runner down the lane, off the glass, too strong, but a whistle and a foul. And that will send number 10, Ashley Rowe, to the line.
McDonald Central fouls at number 21, LMA Cooper.
Fouls on LMA, her first and the team's first. And Rowe going to the line. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the Glass Leaders. White City Glass. Ashley Rowe, the sophomore, gets Cuba City into the scoring column. 4-1 McDonald. Second free throw on the way. That one good as well. 4-2 McDonald's lead cut in half. Emily Cooper, the senior point guard, two-time defending Western Clover Belt Conference Player of the Year, takes it across the Green Bay logo. LMA Cooper up top, hesitates, kick out, Callie Goulet in the right corner. Emily Cooper up top between the wheels, swings it over to Izzy Hartman. Hartman back to LMA Cooper, hesitation, goes right by her defender again, up with the left hand, in and out. Rebound pulled down by Cuba City. Now Cuba City on the attack, outside the arc, right wing. 15:45 to go, going behind her back, up top, working the left side. Number 22, Olivia Olson again, receiving some D1 interest. Kick out, first three of the game for the Cubans. That one comes up short. LMA Cooper saves it back in bounds to older sister Emily. Long push ahead. Callie Goulet trying to catch it in trapping, and she got sent to the deck, and Cuba City coming away with the basketball. Ashley Rowe in the backcourt, getting a screen from Dia Christ, the 6-footer. Up to Christ up top. She pulls up for a right elbow jumper. Back rim, no rebound. Pulled down by Emily Cooper. Almost 3 minutes gone by, yeah. Emily Cooper behind her back, hesitation. Kick out, LMA Cooper, head fake, and she walked with the basketball. will help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com. That's SIM4Kids.com. First substitutions, Kylie Jensen, 5'6", senior guard number 34 for McDonald, 2.6 points, 2.3 rebounds. And Siegenthaler, 5'6", freshman forward number 0, 6 points per game, 2.5 rebounds, over 2 steals per contest as well. 14:50 to go, first half. 42 of the Lady Max. Rowe left side, drops it down to the left block. Kick back out, Dia Chris thought about a long jumper, instead kicking to the right corner. Emily Cooper swipes at it and drop it up top to Olivia Olson. Olson working around a screen, step back jumper for 3, smashing. It's 5-4 Cuba City. Olivia Olson, that was a high degree of difficulty on that shot.
It was.
Cubans a 5-0 run after McDonald started out strong. High post feed, top of the key, Aubrey Dorn back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper crosses over on her defender. She'll pull up to match for a 3, front rim, no. Long rebound, Dia Chris is going to let it go as Emily Cooper dived into the side table. Timeout on the floor, media timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max basketball from States, a tight one early going. You're on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Your smile deserves the best, so call Crystal Orthodontics with locations throughout western and central Wisconsin. Schedule your free consultation at crystalorthodontics.com. A 4-0 run for the McDonald Lady Max to start the game. A 5-0 run for the Cuba City Cubans to answer. And Cuba City leads 5-4 with 14:06 remaining in the first half. Here for the Rest Center in Green Bay, the Cubans with the basketball moving right to left. Up top, Olson, a tough catch near midcourt. Now she's trapped on the left wing. Bobble it, pass. Heaves it across the timeline. Olson gets it back. Head fake. The junior pulls up. Jumper front rim. No. Rebound batted into the arms of Aubrey Dorn. Dorn's now going to push it across the timeline here at the Resch to Emily Cooper, right wing. Finds Izzy Hartman, who checked back in out of the timeout. Siegenthaler up top. The freshman leaves it for Emily Cooper. Up top, Kylie Jensen now between the wheels. Izzy Hartman. Hartman curling across the top of the key. Emily Cooper passes up the 3. Cooper bumped up top by Rowe, swings right side. Kylie Jensen for 3. That one back rim. McDonald 0 for 3 from beyond the arc to start. Nice if one of those would go down soon. Kick right side. Cuba City for a 3. That one off the front of the rim. Long rebound out to Emily Cooper. That's got to be at least her 4th rebound.
Two.
Emily Cooper, beautiful Euro step. Goes a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound kick out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen high off the glass, too strong.
She had her girl beat, too, and she just, over-muscled that one, hit it really hard off the backboard.
5 minutes gone by first half, 5-4 Cuba City. In the state semifinal, Aubrey Dorn steps in front of a pass and intercepts it. Dorn, 2-on-2, galloping between a couple defenders, dumps it off, and Siegenthaler up and in for 2. Siegenthaler, the freshman, her first points here at State, and McDonald retakes the lead, 6-5.
A couple of good assists by Aubrey.
Right side feed for Cuba City. Up top, Olivia Olson. Olson skips it across to the right wing. Deep 3 there. Back rim, no. Rebound gobbled up by Aubrey Dorn. Hands off to Emily Cooper. Cooper across the logo at midcourt with 12:20 to play here in the first half. Thank you for joining us on WOGO Sports. Emily Cooper kick out to Kylie Jensen, the left wing. Kylie flips it all the way across the floor to Emily Cooper. Up top, Izzy Hartman. Hartman between the wheels, puts it on the floor with the left hand, leaves for Kylie Jensen. Jensen crosses over to Emily Cooper. Cooper gets by her defender. Now at the foul line, pull up, 15-foot jumper, rattles in and out. Rebound pulled in by Dia Christ. That went halfway down.
It
as soon
did.
As these shots start falling for McDonald.
Deep
long three.
Three,
right wing, front rim, no. Long track down of the rebound by Cuba City. Dia Chris now has it up top. She'll kick out for another three. That one rims in and out. This time the rebound cleared by Emily Cooper. That's her fifth rebound, I believe.
Yeah.
11 and a half minutes to go. 6-5 McDonald. Approaching the midway point of the first half. Emily Cooper gets by her defender, flips it out. Kylie Jensen passes up a really deep three. Skips it over into the left corner, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, a patient right-handed dribble up top. Now just beyond the foul line, hands off to Emily Cooper. Cooper splits two defenders up high off the glass with the left hand. Too strong.
Just my beautiful, goodness. Beautiful shots, and they're just not falling.
11:05 to go. This rim not being real kind to McDonald so far. They lead 6-5, 7 minutes into this first half of the state semifinal in Division 4. On a Thursday night in Green Bay. Kick out to Olivia Olson. Really deep three. That one front of the rim. No rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Aubrey Dorn as Dia Chris tangled up with her. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Timeout on the floor. We're back in 1 minute. WOGO Sports Lady Max Basketball from state.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Here at the Resch Center in Green Bay. That's the way we like it. 10:49 to go here in the first half. McDonald, the narrowest of margins over Cuba City, 6-5. And the Cubans with the basketball underneath the hoop. Waiting, holding, flipping in right wing. Claire Ruff just came to the game as Ann Siegenthal knocks the pass out. Ruff, the freshman, number 24, 5'8" guard. 4.1 points per game, almost two steals per game, and she's in for the first time here tonight. Cuba City side out, works to the right wing. Pass the row up top to Olivia Olson. She is the straw that stirs the drink, as they say. Ann Siegenthaler tasked with guarding her right now. Olson picks up her dribble, leaves it on the left wing. 10.5 to go, 6-5 McDonald. Row up top, attacking, dumps down, flip up with the right hand. Too strong off the glass, but a long rebound tracked down by Cuba City. Alexis Rundy. Back up top to Olson, goes behind her back, working against Siegenthaler. Left elbow. Pulls up just inside the foul line, twisting, pivoting, and did she walk with the basketball? No, they bailed her out with a foul.
They call a foul.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Inbounds up and in for two. For Cuba City, that was number 5,
yep.
Emily Wigman, 5'3" junior guard, and the Cubans take the lead back 7-6. Emily Cooper, Ella Mae Cooper out there right now, along with Aubrey Dorn, Callie Goulet, and Claire Ruff. Under 10 to go. Ella Mae crossing over on her defender, picks up the dribble, hands off to senior sister Emily Cooper up top. Emily to Claire Ruff. The freshman flips over to fellow freshman Ella Mae Cooper. Top of the key, crossing over on her defender, comes to a jump stop, kick out, Emily Cooper right wing. Cooper, that there runner with the right hand, and there's the touch. We'll see if that opens the floodgates for Emily Cooper as her first basket at state goes down, and McDonald retakes the lead 8-7. And a lot of great moves, and the buckets just haven't gone through yet. Olivia Olson to answer with the right hand. Or that's Ashley Rowe, excuse me. And Rowe, her first field goal, she has 4, and the lead back to Cuba City 9-8. Emily Cooper up top, steps back from the men's line for three. That one in and out. Offensive rebound, put back, nice. Up and in. Aubrey Dorn, her first basket. Both captains have scored, and McDonald retakes the lead 10-9.
That's probably how it's going to go for a while here. I think the girls are going to get settled in and open this up.
Fair rough giving chase on the right wing. We're past the halfway point of the first half. Olivia Olsen up top. Callie Goulet with a hand in her face. So Olsen gets by her. Runner in the lane. Blocked by McDonald. Aubrey Dorn got a big piece on that. LMA Cooper down the lane. Hangs in the air. Too strong. Blair Ruff battling for the offensive rebound. Cuba City pulls it out of there. The Cubans now with a 2-on-2. They want to run down the lane. Euro way too strong off the glass. Rebound pulled in by Emily Cooper. She has half a dozen rebounds already. LMA Cooper drops down. Callie Goulet attacks the rim and scores.
Good assist by LMA.
Now all the McDonald's starters have scored. They lead 12-9. They started out on a 4-0 run. Cuba City answered with a 5-0 run, and now we've seesawed back and forth. LMA Cooper, a pocket pick. Cooper going all the way down the left side of the lane and scores. Coast to coast for Coop. 6 for LMA Cooper, 14-9. The McDonald lead, their largest of the night, 5 points.
Well, we can stretch this out a little bit. Wear them down.
Under 8 minutes to go, first half. Emily Wigman up top. Works it over on the right wing. Fair Ruff providing the defense back to Wigman in the right corner. Emily Cooper on her. Wigman floats it up top, knocked away by Callie Goulet. Olsen gets it back near midcourt. Now Olsen crossing over. Tough jumper from the foul line is good. A good recovery by Olivia Olsen. And her runner from just inside 15 feet. Or was that Rundy?
No, I thought that was Olsen.
I think the PA announcer may have had it incorrect. Yeah. 14-11 up top, Claire Ruff. Ruff gets by a couple defenders, goes all the way in from one side of the rim to the other. A beautiful kiss with the left hand, Claire Ruff. 16-11.
Nice job by these freshman girls out there.
Going down the right side of the lane, switching hands in midair from right to left. Olsen up top. Kick out, Wigman left wing. That three is good. Wigman has 5 points, and the McDonald lead shaved down to 2, 16-14. LMA Cooper, runner from 14 feet. No, bats out the rebound, but right back to Cuba City. Ashley Rowe up top. A chance to tie or take the lead for the Cubans here with 6:43 remaining. Kick to the right wing. Entertaining first half so far. Ball loose near midcourt. Claire Ruff with a pickpocket. Hands off to Emily Cooper. Cooper sprinting down the right wing. Cooper up top. Swings to LMA. Cooper left wing. Straddling the arc. Back to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn and a double team. Goes up strong. Oh. Can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound. Puts nice. It up and scores. Aubrey Dorn just outworking everybody.
Yep. Stayed with her shot. Stayed with the rebound.
18-14 McDonald's. 6:12 to go first half. WIAA Division 4 state semifinal here from the Resch Center in Green Bay. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Aubrey Dorn walling up on defense. Callie Goulet going to get called for a little nickel-dime hand check. Claire Ruff's going to use this as an opportunity to tie her shoe. Well, desire, determination, dedication, 3D Fitness in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa, open 24-7 so you can train on your schedule. 3D Fitness. Timeout on the floor. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Back to the action here at the Resch Center in Green Bay, Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank, and fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Exactly 6 minutes left, two-thirds of the way through the first half here at State. McDonald on defense, leading 18-14. Inbounds to Cuba City. They'll drop it into the right corner. Wide open look at a three there. Man.
Number three.
That's Savannah Krieger, their freshman. And three different players have hit threes for Cuba City, and they're within one of McDonald, 18-17. Lady Macs have yet to hit their first bomb tonight. Well, Aubrey Dorn up top to Emily Cooper.
So far we haven't needed to, but...
Emily Cooper now for that first three. Back rim, no long rebound. Izzy Hartman trying to track it down. She saves it back to Cuba City, but stepped on the sideline. Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always proud to back the Macs with offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Chippewa Valley Financial Services is your financial goals partner online at ChippewaTaxAccounting.com. That's ChippewaTaxAccounting.com. Cuba City again a chance to take the lead back here, trailing 18-17, 5:22 to go. Olsen up top. She lost the handle on the basketball. She's doubled near midcourt. Olsen looking for some help and throws a bounce pass off the ref and out of bounds.
Referee is part of the court until the ball ends up out of bounds.
Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet checking in for Ann Siegenthaler and Kylie Jensen again. Coach Cooper substituting freely. Got to keep that defensive intensity up here with fresh legs. 5:13 to go. LMA Cooper now at the point. Emily Cooper coming near midcourt. Aubrey Dorn at the foul line. Izzy Hartman and Callie Goulet set up in the corners. LMA Cooper up top. She's doubled. LeMay gets by her defender. We've got a whistle and a hand check foul. I believe that's the first whistle against Cuba
it
City.
Is.
McDonald's committed three fouls. Both teams have the full column and a timeout. It's now a substitution. Kylie Jensen coming in for LMA Cooper with 4:59 left to play here in the first half. McDonald with the basketball and a one-point lead. Inbounds to Emily Cooper. Leaves for Izzy Hartman left wing. Up top, Callie Goulet. Top of the key, Callie holding. Whips it over to Emily Cooper, right wing. To Kylie Jensen between the wheels. Leaves for Izzy Hartman across the foul line to Emily Cooper. Show and go by her defender, Emily Cooper. Bumps into Dia Christ. Doubles, drops it down to Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey could have turned and instead makes her shot a little bit tougher. Gets her own offensive rebound. She's in a crowd of three defenders. Back out to Callie Goulet. They'll reset to Aubrey Dorn. Wide open, corner pocket three. That one pops in and out. Rebound muscled down by Cuba City.
I don't think she knew how wide open she was when she first got that ball.
18-17 McDonald. Cuba City has withstood some body blows from the Lady Macs offense so far. Now a quick three to regain the lead. Pops in and out. Dia Chris tracking down the rebound in the corner. Offensive rebound for Cuba City. Kick out Olivia Olsen. A deep three. That one rattles in and out. Rebound cleared by Kylie Jensen. Hands off to Emily Cooper. Cooper across the timeline with 4 minutes to play. 18-17 McDonald here in the state semifinal in Green Bay. Aubrey Dorn just inside the foul line. Attacking between two defenders. Up off the rim. Too strong. Grabs her own offensive rebound. Goes
there
up strong and scores. Aubrey Dorn pulls in another offensive board and will go to the free throw line for the first time here tonight.
Number 10 again.
Fouls number 10.
That's Ashley Rowe. Her first team second foul.
Her second foul.
Oh, her second already. First free throw is short for Aubrey Dorn. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour plus premiums and bonuses. Second free throw too strong for Aubrey Dorn. Offensive rebound kicked out, and now a foul. Ann Siegenthaler tipped it to Claire Ruff, who tipped it to LMA Cooper as Ruff was being shoved. And Rowe picks up her second. Team's third.
Olivia Olsen picked up that one.
Olsen, okay, that one. Team's third, so team fouls even at two apiece. Three apiece, excuse me. Aubrey Dorn to LMA Cooper up top. Claire Ruff and Siegenthaler, Emily Cooper round out the five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. Emily Cooper up top. 3:41 to play. McDonald holding onto that slim margin of 1 point, 18-17 here at State. Emily Cooper, now she spots up a three. That one back of the rim, no. Donald not able to find the range yet. This side of the floor.
She was hitting them in warm-ups. I can't. It's hard to believe she's missing this many.
Olivia Olsen fouled from behind. And she will go to the line for a chance for Cuba City to retake the lead. And Siegenthaler picks up her second foul, team's fourth. Again, we mentioned the Nestle production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. Olsen hits the first free throw. She has 6 points now to break the tie, and it rims in. 19-18, Cuba City takes the lead back. That ties their largest advantage, 1 point. They've had that lead a few times here tonight. 19-18 as they storm back against McDonald. Aubrey Dorn, right wing. Dorn up top to Kendall Heffler. Kendall came into the game for the first time tonight, the junior. Claire Ruff, straight on for three. Oh. There it is for McDonald. Claire Ruff with the bomb from the men's line here at UW Green Bay.
She was out there.
That's a confident shot from the freshman. McDonald leads 21-19. Under three to go. 2-point lead for the Lady Macs. Wigman has it up top. Swings across the floor to Olivia Olsen. Olsen back to Wigman on the left wing. Ella Mae Cooper comes out on her. Olsen to Wigman, left wing, drops it down to the left block extended. Quick defense by Claire Ruff. Wigman across the floor to Olsen. They're looking back door, nothing there. Now Olsen, a runner, pushes one up high off the glass and ties the game. 21 apiece. 2:23 to go. I wonder if this is our first tie, actually. Kendall Heffler, as we mentioned, the 5'9" junior forward, number one. Claire Ruff gets by her defender, kicks out to Aubrey Dorn, to LMA Cooper, right wing. LMA puts on the floor with the right hand. Up and too strong off the glass, pulls down the offensive rebound and a held ball. Or no, do we have a foul here? Yeah. We do have a foul.
Yeah.
Foul on the floor. With 2:06 left, and Callie Goulet and Izzy Hartman checking in. And a timeout on the floor as well, I believe. Will be a timeout on the floor. We will step out and be back in 60 seconds for the final 2 minutes and change. Tie game here at State. Late going first half. Don't go away. This is Lady Macs State Basketball on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
B-York's brand
metal roof.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Welcome back to Lady Macs Basketball here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you live at the Resch Center in Green Bay. WIA Girls Division 4 State Basketball Tournament. Sam Averly, our producer, back at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Tied at 21, McDonald with the basketball out of the timeout. Inbounds, Emily Cooper, top catch and over her shoulder and out of bounds. Would have been a tough one to reel in for Emily. LMA on the inbound there, and so the ball goes back to Cuba City. Olivia Olsen on the run up top. 2 minutes left, tied at 21. Cuba City a chance to take their largest lead tonight. Olsen shrugging off a couple defenders, up with the right hand, no offensive rebound. Dia Chris, she goes up strong and scores. That's her first basket in 23-21, largest lead tonight for Cuba City. Aubrey Dorn up top. Dorn trying to go by Christ, wraps a beautiful pass down low. Offensive pass again to Callie Goulet. She'll fight it out near midcourt and a save back across midcourt to prevent the over and back. Aubrey Dorn to Emily Cooper. Hartman had a nice pass to Callie Goulet. Yeah. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but Callie Goulet working hard up top. McDonald's possession remains alive. Emily Cooper left wing. 23-21, Cuba City leads McDonald. Aubrey Dorn up top, leaves for Emily Cooper. Cooper holding above her head, younger sister LMA. Minute four left. McDonald patient possession here. LMA is bumped up top. That's the fifth whistle. against Cuba City. Exactly 1 minute left. Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallion anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. Emily Cooper, with under a minute to play, crosses over on her defender. Leaves it for Izzy Hartman. Hartman to LMA Cooper. Crowd, I think, wanted a carry. LMA blows by her defender, goes hard to the rim and ties the game. Barreling down the left side of the lane, LMA Cooper with 8 points to lead McDonald. We're knotted at 23. 38 seconds and counting. Entertaining first half here at State between the Cubans and the Lady Max. Up top, Dia Crist throws it left wing. Back to Crist. Crist in the lane. Her runner comes up short. Aubrey Dorn pulls down the rebound with two hands. Dorn ahead to LMA Cooper. LMA down the lane. Flips one up with the left hand. Too strong. Crist pulls down the rebound. 16 seconds left. Donald's had a lot of makeable shots that haven't gone in. Now 10 seconds left. Cuba City playing for the halftime lead. Olsen up top, guarded by Callie Goulet. Flips it over to the left corner. Three on the way to end the half. Too strong. Rebound pulled in by LMA Cooper, and we are tied at 23 apiece here at the end of one half at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Don't go away. Halftime coming up. Sats, analysis, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, and more. It's all ahead in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 WOGO.com. This is Lady Max Basketball at State.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Welcome back to halftime here at the Rec Center in Green Bay, tied at 23 apiece between McDonald and Cuba City in the 2-versus-3 matchup in this Division 4 girls state basketball tournament. Your impressions of the first half, Mark?
Well, you know, I think the girls are playing awesome right now. Our shooting percentage is not up where we want it to be or where we need it to be. We're getting great looks at the basket. The basket's just not going through the hoop, so hopefully the second half will turn that around. But, again, I think they're doing a great job out there. Defensively, we're mixing it up. We're playing 1-3-1. I've seen them in a 1-2-2 zone a little bit and then going man-to-man. So, and Cuba City staying in a man-to-man defense. So we got to start taking advantage of that on the offensive side.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll get you some highlights. First, a quick look at the leading scores. 9 points for Olivia Olson. As expected, she leads the way for Cuba City. Also has a game-high 5 for Emily Wigman, 4 for Ashley Rowe, 3 for Savannah Krieger, and 2 for Dia Christ. For McDonald, Ella Mae Cooper with 8 first-half points to lead the way. Claire Ruff with 5, so 2 freshmen to lead the way for McDonald. Then senior Aubrey Dorn with 4 and 2 apiece for Ann Siegenthaler, Emily Cooper, and Callie Goulet. Your halftime highlights. The first half sounded like this on WOGO. Feed down low to Dia Christ. Off the back heel of the rim. No rebound. Batted around into the arms of Emily Cooper. Cooper push ahead to little sister Ella Mae left wing by that WIA logo. Hesitates, goes right by her defender.
Beautiful.
Blows her way to the rim and scores.
She acts like she's been here before, too.
5-4 Cuba City. In the state semifinal, nice. Aubrey Dorn steps in front of a pass and intercepts it. Dorn, 2-on-2, galloping between a couple defenders. Dumps it off, and Siegenthaler up and in for 2. Right wing. We're past the halfway point of the first half. Olivia Olson up top. Callie Goulet with a hand in her face. So Olson gets by her. Runner in the lane. Blocked by McDonald. Aubrey Dorn got a big piece on that. Ella Mae Cooper down the lane. Hangs in the... They want to run down the lane. Euro way too strong off the glass. Rebound pulled in by Emily Cooper. She has half a dozen rebounds already. Ella Mae Cooper drops down. Callie Goulet attacks the rim and scores.
Good assist by Ella Mae.
They started out on a 4-0 run. Cuba City answered with a 5-0 run, and now we've seesawed back and forth.
Ella
Mae Cooper, a pocket pick. Cooper going all the way down the left side of the lane and scores. Coast to coast for Coop. Or was that Rundy?
No, I thought that was Olson.
I think the PA announcer may have had it incorrect. Yeah. 14-11 up top, Claire Ruff. Ruff gets by a couple defenders, goes all the way in from one side of the rim to the other. A beautiful kiss with the left hand, Claire Ruff. Sprinting down the right wing. Cooper up top, swings to Ella Mae Cooper left wing. Straddling the arc, back to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn in a double team, goes up strong. Can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound, puts it up and scores. Aubrey Dorn just outworking everybody.
Yep.
Against McDonald. Aubrey Dorn right wing. Dorn up top to Kendall Heffler. Kendall came into the game for the first time tonight, the junior. Claire Ruff, straight on for 3.
Oh.
There it is for McDonald. Claire Ruff with the bomb from the men's line here at UW Green Bay.
She was out there.
Emily Cooper, with under a minute to play, crosses over on her defender. Leaves it for Izzy Hartman. Hartman to Ella Mae Cooper. The crowd, I think, wanted a carry. Ella Mae blows by her defender, goes hard to the rim, and ties the game. Barreling down the left side of the lane, Ella Mae Cooper with 8 points to lead McDonald. We're knotted at 23. And that's our halftime score, 23 apiece. We're back in 90 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs here on WOGO Sports, live from the Rec Center in Green Bay. It's McDonald Lady Mac State Basketball on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Thank you, happy campers. Country RV wants to thank you for voting them the best place to buy an RV once again. And to show their appreciation for the entire month of March, Country RV is offering discounts, sales, and promotions to save you money. Take advantage of discounted finance rates, stock up on supplies, enter to win some amazing prizes, and enjoy refreshments while shopping. Learn what it's like to truly be a happy camper when you shop Country RV. Located on Highway B in Chippewa Falls, just 1 mile off Highway 53 in Tilden.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together. But I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
B-York's brand
metal roof.
Before the second half begins here at State on WOGO Sports, it's our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. We got a new young man here to add that we got added to the list here. Jeff Link is a 2019 Chi-High grad, currently stationed over in South Korea in the United States Air Force. So thank you, Jeff, and glad we got you onto our list. He was recommended by Mr. Noah Stewart, a Chi-High grad also, in the Air Force down at Lackland Air Force Base. We got Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey, Alex Maloney at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, Joy Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico, Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan, Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, Sarah Pass and Bovies with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota, Kristen Levesser Davis, also with the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis, Carter Billen, working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. He's in the Air Force. Austin Tallison has just told us he's retiring in June, and he's with the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. John Hayton in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, is in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. He's close to retiring also. Noah Christofferson, a 2021 McDonald grad, is in the Army at Fort Carson, Colorado. Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad, in the Army National Guard out of Chippewa. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is a Chi-High grad in the Air Force at Hill Air Force Base. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel, a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. And again, Mr. Jeff Link there in over in South Korea said he's going to let his family know that we're on the air. So hopefully they're listening to us. And again, thank you to all of our military.
A salute to all of you. Thank you so much for all you do to keep us safe here at home. And we're hoping to have one more edition of Mark Maloney's military shout-outs.
Yes.
Second half starts off with a miss off the backboard for Cuba City, and McDonald moving right to left as we begin in the second half. They were 1-for-8 from three, just 12.5%. We'll see if that changes as we switch baskets here. Tied at 23. Emily Cooper up top, flips it over to Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet, Ella Mae Cooper, and Aubrey Dorn, original starting five out there for 11th-year head coach Don Cooper of the Lady Mavs. Both teams not a real high shooting percentage in the first half. Ella Mae Cooper snaps off a three, left wing, bomb, splash! And that's exactly what McDonald needed to start the second half. How about the first Lady Max player in double digits, Ella Mae Cooper with 11 points. And it's 26-23, McDonald. Less than a minute into the second half.
Play some good D here.
Pass down to Dia Christ. She's doubled, kick out, passing up the three. Right back to Christ. Christ, another kick out. And Ella Mae Cooper, just ferocious defense up top. 16:47 to play. Drop down to Christ just inside the arc. Kick out left wing. Callie Goulet working on Olivia Olsen, who had a game-high 9 points in the first half. Olsen calling for it back.
Oh, nice.
And Callie Goulet just took it away to Ella Mae Cooper. Cooper, a one-on-two. She blows by everybody. Blocked from behind, and no foul. Clean block. Now the Cubans coming the other way. Olsen throws it off the back of Izzy Hartman, who didn't see it. Back to Cuba City. Trailing 26-23. Flip up top, dangerous pass, steal back in bounds.
There we go.
And to Emily Cooper. Cooper looked behind her. No one's close enough. She goes coast to coast.
Great defense by the girls on this end to make that an easy basket for Emily.
28-23, I do believe that's the largest lead of the night for McDonald. 2 minutes into the second half. Izzy Hartman reaching in, can't quite poke it away. Swing to the left side. Top feed another inside. Steal. And Aubrey Dorn with the steal. Long pass shot ahead to Callie Goulet. Goulet blocked from behind, out of bounds to McDonald. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. McDonald inbounding underneath the hoop. They had a little trouble last time. No problems this time as LMA goes to older sister Emily. Right back to LMA. Cutting in. Tough off-balance jumper. No rebound pulled in by Dia Christ. Just hands off to point guard Olsen. 15 and a half left in this game at State. Rush Center in Green Bay. Christ holding. Swings right side to Wakeman, who had a nice first half with 5 points. Fighting through the screen, Emily Cooper. Throws up top. That's Olsen against LMA Cooper. Back to Olsen. Rowe, up top. She'll leave it on the left wing. Bounce on the horse. Right hand. Izzy Hartman with a steal. Hartman a one-on-two. She splits both defenders. Goes close to close. Just a little bit too strong off the glass.
She had a lot of momentum going there.
Emily Cooper pokes it away out of bounds. And
off of White.
Touched by Cuba City. Timeout on the floor. McDonald coming out with ferocity defensively. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball at State on WOGO Sports.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Attention high school students and parents. Are you planning for your future after high school? Join us at CVTC's Spring Open House on Tuesday, March 26th to learn why CVTC is the smart start to your future. Meet instructors, participate in hands-on simulations and virtual reality activities, and apply for free at the event. Learn why students just like you are choosing CVTC. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/spring.
Welcome back, Lady Max Basketball from the Rest Center in Green Bay. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, thank you so much, Chuck and the team. Being part of our team of sponsors making this broadcast from the Rush Center possible. 5-point lead for McDonald, looking for more. 28-23, LMA Cooper bumped, kicking to the right corner to Emily. Emily Cooper up top. Swings over to Izzy Hartman, left wing. Hartman puts it on the floor with the right hand across the foul line. Shoots to LMA Cooper. Leads all scores with 11 points. Step back. Deep short. Three. That one comes up well short. Callie Goulet with a save, but she stepped on the end line. 14-31 left to go. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath. Heath Slocum, 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000.
Callie just picked up a foul.
That one in the backcourt. Team's first of the second half. No whistles on Cuba City here after the break so far. And Siegenthaler comes in to give Callie Goulet a break. And they just bump into each other at midcourt.
Yeah, they were zigging and zagging to see who was going left and right.
Man, they play tough defense even on each other entering the game. Boy, Callie's all right. Going to shake off that hit from Ann.
Yeah.
She should be fine. 14-20 left. Olivia Olsen against Siegenthaler. 28-23 McDonald with a 5-point lead. Dia Christ has it far out on the right wing, holding above her head the 6-footer. Goes up top. A little bit of a bobbled pass. LMA Cooper, the feed down to Christ. The swing over left wing. Izzy Hartman with the closeout. Drop down to Christ. Christ is doubled. Flip over. Right side. That's Wigman. Christ top of the key. They'll swing into the left corner. The Cuba City Cubans trailing your McDonald Lady Max 28-23. Christ working against Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey blocks her shot. Ball is loose. Aubrey on the floor for it. Back to Cuba City. Runner with a right hand. Rattles in and good. Olivia Olsen. Or that's Ashley Rowe, excuse me. And Rowe with 6 points. Just a one-possession lead for McDonald, 28-25. You got to take your chances to throw a haymaker at this Cuba City team or they'll climb right back into the game. Emily Cooper right wing. Working off a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey rolls to the hoop, firing a pass down low.
Beautiful.
Up and in for two. Emily Cooper to Dorn, captain to captain for a score.
Nice look by Emily.
Dorn, her first points in the second half. 30-25, McDonald's lead back to 5 points. Olsen down the lane. Runner is an air ball. Out of bounds to McDonald.
Aubrey Dorn stood her ground there and just stood still. There was nothing that Olsen could do.
Claire Ruff, who had 5 points in the first half, checks in for Izzy Hartman with 13:02 left.
Again, these are the opportunities we need right here to open this lead up a little bit.
Donald has not had a three-possession lead tonight. Neither team has. Claire Ruff, left wing, she traveled with the basketball. Thought about the three, then went into a drive, and just a little extra dragging of that foot. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. That's ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Thank you, Clay and the crew at Service Master of Chippewa Valley, for their great support of McDonald Lady Max basketball all season long. 30-25, McDonald feeds to Dia Chris. Chris deep in the lane. Runner with the right hand. No. Rebound batted out by Jordan to Claire Ruff. McDonald a three-on-three. Ruff pulls up. Kick out LMA Cooper to Emily Cooper. Really deep three. Oh. Front rim, no.
That just needed to be one step in.
That one was from about 4 or 5 feet beyond the men's arc.
Yes.
Yeah, the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. Again, just a five-point lead for McDonald. And can't seem to extend it to
more. Her third.
Siegenthaler reaching. Siegenthaler, her third team second. Make tonight a Culver's night. Culver's of Lake Halley is proud to back the Lady Max. Stop by for the frozen custard flavor of the day, hot, delicious cheese curds, and butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen beef. Culver's of Lake Halley. And Siegenthaler is going to have to take a break here. Gets a double high five from Coach Cooper. Callie Goulet back in. Inbounds to Olsen. Goulet matched up nose to nose with her. Almost one-third of the way through the second half. Olsen trying to go by Goulet, hesitates. Along the baseline, too strong. Rebound batted to Emily Cooper, knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald.
Yes.
There was a battle, I believe, with Wigman down low there. And that was 15, rather, Summer Rogers.
Another opportunity here to open it up.
30-25, McDonald. Can they go up three possessions? Under 12 to go in this state semifinal, Division IV tournament. Defending champion Laconia awaits the winner of this one. Emily Cooper up top, Claire Ruff. Ruff crosses over on her defender to LMA Cooper. Cooper cuts down the lane, runner with the right hand, bounces in and out. Offensive rebound, Callie Goulet. Goulet kick out to Emily Cooper, gets by her defender, goes between two defenders and too strong off the glass. Dia Chris may have changed that shot.
Two good opportunities there that we missed out on.
And Cuba City just staying within reach here.
Yes.
Step back three from Olsen. Slash. And that's exactly why you just can't let Cuba City hang in this one. They're back within two. 30-28. Olsen is just too good of a player. Claire Ruff up top. Hands off to Emily Cooper. Cooper working a right-handed bounce to younger sister LMA Cooper. Crosses over on her defender. Keep it on the floor with the left hand. Over to Claire Ruff. Ruff across the top of the key to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn attacking down the left side of the rim. Comes to a jump stop. Turning up with the right hand. Too strong off the glass. Rebound pulled down by Cuba City with 10:40 to go. Down just not quite getting what they're looking for offensively. Right at this Cuban's defense. Olivia Olsen drops down to Dia Chris. A little bit of a bobble. Kick out to Rowe. Rowe runner in the lane to tie the game. Goes in and out. Two-handed rebound Aubrey Dorn to Emily Cooper. Cooper across the timeline with a head of steam to Claire Ruff. Ruff driving baseline goes up.
Got it. Open hard for Claire.
Beautiful play by the freshman.
I think it was Callie Goulet with a little seal down there. And Claire Ruff has 7 points. And it's 32-28 McDonald. Siegenthaler in. Aubrey Jordan, Emily Cooper, and Callie Goulet going to take a quick breather here. Krieger back in for Cuba City. 10:20 to go. 32-28 McDonald. Claire Ruff at the foul line for three the old-fashioned way.
Got it.
Claire Ruff, the 71% foul shooter. Media timeout. We'll step out and be back in 1 minute. 5-point lead for the Lady Max with 10:20 to go. Don't go away. We've got a great one brewing here in Green Bay.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
For over 60 years, Senn Blacktop has served the Chippewa Valley. In those 60 years, we've become the area's leading experts in residential, industrial, and commercial blacktop needs. You can count on Senn Blacktop for a quality job done right and on time. Our trusted employees also take pleasure in giving you the best customer service and experience. And don't forget about protecting your blacktop with Senn Seal Coat. For more information or employment opportunities, call us today or find us online at sennblacktop.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball State here on WOGO. If you need a dumpster, Johnson Roll-Off Service has one to fit your project. Remodels, demolitions, spring or fall cleanup, Johnson Roll-Off can help. Serving West Central Wisconsin, johnsonrolloffservice.com. That's johnsonrolloffservice.com. Serving the McDonald Lady Max freshman Claire Ruff and freshman LMA Cooper, they have combined for 19 of McDonald's 33 points. And the Lady Max with the lead, 33-28. You need to dig in here defensively.
Kendall Heffler. Kendall
having a play.
Oh, that's going... Oh, they call the foul.
Bounds and a foul.
Kendall Heffler's out there.
Claire Ruff picks up her first, team's third. One whistle against Cuba City. It is a shooting foul, and Rundy will go to the line shooting two with 10:09 left.
Kendall's out there giving Aubrey a little break.
First free throw is good for Rundy. It's time. Time to call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi or finally add the extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 839-0707, 839-0707 or Rizgala.com. Rundy hits both. It's her first points. It's back to a one-possession game, 33-30. McDonald's still with the lead, 10:09 to go. They have the ball. Inbounds to LMA Cooper from Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper back out there with Izzy Hartman and Ann Siegenthaler.
Aubrey's back out too. They're not going to let these girls sit too long against this team.
Emily Cooper left wing outside the arc. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Emily to younger sister LMA Cooper. Who has 11 points. Behind only Olsen of Cuba City for a game high. Izzy Hartman cutting across the foul line to Emily Cooper, right wing. Emily puts on the floor with a left-hand hesitation dribble. Kick out to LMA. LMA crossing between a couple defenders. Beautiful Euro in the finish with a kiss with the left hand.
She switches that over to her left hand very smoothly.
13 for LMA Cooper, 35-30. McDonald back up two possessions, 9:26 to go. Olsen flips in the left corner. Wigman wide open for three. That one's good.
Don't miss many threes.
And excuse me, that's Krieger, the freshman. 35-33, back to just a two-point game. Cuba City's three-point shooting hasn't been prolific, but it's been enough to keep them in the game. LMA Cooper to Emily Cooper. Emily across the foul line, trying to get by a couple defenders. Hands off to Izzy Hartman. Hartman attacks hard. No offensive rebound. Aubrey Dorn, she's tied up. And possession arrow going to McDonald. With 8:53 left.
Ashley Rowe in for the Cubans.
Again, it feels like in a lot of ways, timeout on the floor, 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute to finish that thought here on WOGO Sports.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty and best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store, brand new name. Maury's, moving life forward.
8:53 remaining in regulation, 35-33. Neither team has been able to get beyond a two-possession advantage here tonight between McDonald and Cuba City in the 2-versus-3 matchup, WIAA Division IV State Girls Basketball Tournament. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney at the Rec Center in Green Bay. Inbounds to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn muscles it off the right hand, had her shot blocked and taken away by Cuba City. Olsen up top against Ann Siegenthaler, playing with three fouls, 35-33. Game high 12 points for Olivia Olsen. Olsen whips it back to Crist. Crist, a 15-foot jumper to tie the game. No. Rebound loose. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Cuba City. Goals goes back to McDonald. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Lady Macs. 8:19 to go here in Green Bay. Emily Cooper fighting to get loose up top.
Yes.
Gets the ball. Holding, directing traffic, crossing over, goes between her legs. Another crossover, working off a screen from Aubrey Jorn. Left block extended, now hesitation, going up with the right hand. That one knocked out of bounds, last touch by Cuba City on the scramble for the rebound. And McDonald will have a baseline out of bounds. 8:02 remaining, 35-33. One possession lead for the Lady Macs in the basketball. Trying to extend this into Emily Cooper. Emily Cooper, runner. Left baseline, back rim, no rebound, and Siegenthaler fights it out. Siegenthaler back to Emily Cooper, left wing. Deep three, that one back of the rim. Long rebound over to LMA Cooper, opposite corner. LMA drops it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn in the paint, working, looking for help. Flips it out to LMA Cooper up top with 7:42 to go. LMA blowing by her defender, goes through a couple defenders, shovels it up to Ann Siegenthaler. Her shot blocked in the paint. Olivia Olsen with a rejection.
Got a tough defense. Cuba City plays a very, very tough man-to-man defense.
And both teams well below their normal scoring average here. 35-33. 7:24 left. A chance to tie or take the lead for Cuba City. They've never let McDonald get beyond 5 points. To take the lead. Good. Olivia Olsen. A three from the right wing. 36-35. Cuba City. Up top, Ann Siegenthaler. 7 minutes to play. To answer for three, Emily Cooper.
Nice. There it is! Finally for Emily. Reigns it home from the left wing.
Full timeout, McDonald.
Lady Macs back in 60 seconds as they retake the lead, 38-36. We're back after this on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Looks like we are in a fight to the finish. 6:59 to play in the second half here. The WIAA Division IV Girls State Basketball Tournament in Green Bay. McDonald's just retaken the lead on Emily Cooper's first three of the night, 38-36. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Lady Macs from Freeze Financial Group. Olivia Olsen with a three, Emily Cooper with the answer. And now McDonald with some full court pressure.
Kelly Gallet back out there on defense against Olsen.
Claire Ruff, Aubrey Dorn, both Coopers on the floor right now for head coach Don Cooper. Rowe, the kick out, gets it back up top between the wheels. Rowe leaves it on the left wing. They'll drop down to Dia Crist. Crist is doubled, flips it out. Work over to the right side, that's Wigman. Emily Wigman, 5'3", junior. Pulls up at the foul line, shot blocked by Claire Ruff. Into the arms of Aubrey Dorn. Ruff gets it back right wing. Ruff spins, kick out. Emily Cooper for two in a row from three. Front rim, no. Rebound loose and retrieved by Cuba City.
Again, she was a couple steps outside the black line there. She needs one step in because that's right on line.
6:12 to go, 38-36. McDonald with that two-point lead. Rowe up top, leaves it on the left wing. Olsen looking for it up top. It's off of her out of bounds. And it will be an over and back. Not touched by McDonald. Turnover to the Lady Macs.
Coach from Cuba City agrees with that call.
Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. LMA Cooper, runner, tough runner, and an offensive foul. She ran over her defender trying to force the issue there. Team's fourth foul, just one whistle so far in Cuba City. A lot of players breathing heavily out there. Working hard. 5:49 left. 38-36. McDonough with a two-point lead. Sub in for Cuba City is Summer Rogers, the 5'10 junior forward. McDonough getting some full-court pressure here. Olivia Olson, who has just been sensational tonight, has the basketball across the timeline. And a chance to tie or take the lead. We've said that a lot of times for Cuba City here tonight. Olson in the paint, held up, and fouled.
We put that on Cali.
Team's fifth. Only one left to give for the final 5:30 for McDonald.
Cali's third.
Olson going to the line where she is 2 for 2, a chance to tie the game. She hits the first free throw. Olivia Olson, the 5'7" junior. Kelly Goulet out and Siegenthaler back in. Second free throw for Olson. Short. McDonald retains the lead. 38-37. Rebound to Siegenthaler to Emily Cooper. LMA Cooper left wing. LMA to Ann Siegenthaler. Freshman to freshman. To Emily Cooper on the right wing. To Claire Ruff up top. Ruff couple dribbles to LMA Cooper. Attacking into the paint across the foul line. Flips out to Emily Cooper. Emily pull up just inside the foul line, rattles in and out. Offensive rebound, put that gas. Aubrey Dorn with a big bucket.
That was a big bucket for Aubrey. Nice rebound.
40-37, one full possession lead for McDonald. Olivia Olson can change that in a hurry, and Siegenthaler has to stick to her like glue up top. Out near the logo now for Cuba City, under five to play. McDonald leading by three. They're rough playing tight defense. They'll drop it down to Dia Crist. Crist spinning, kick out, a three for the tie. That one off the side of the rim. No, rebound pulled in, the miss by Wigman. Aubrey Dorn throws the pass away. Long lead feed near midcourt. Cuba City, LMA Cooper causing some chaos. Almost got it back from Olson. The Cubans down the lane. Tough shot, counted, and a foul. That was the last one to give for McDonald. LMA Cooper picks up the foul. I think that's her third. And to the line, Ashley Rowe. Rowe has 8 points and she ties the game. 40 apiece. Waiting for the scoreboard to update here. But 4:25 left. Kendall Heffler will inbound to Emily Cooper. Not sure. There we go. Now the scoreboard's changed here. I think the Cuba City faithful are wondering what was up. 40-40 with 4:17 left. Emily Cooper to Claire Ruff. Ruff, corner pocket, three. Off the heel of the rim, no, and rebound to Cuba City.
Good look by Claire. She can make them.
Good shot from McDonald. Not going down. Under four left. Tie game. We have gone back and forth throughout this contest in the state semifinal. Jumper off the side of the glass, no, from straight on. Emily Cooper, the rebound, long push ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler wheels, kicks it out to Emily Cooper. To LMA Cooper, spots up a three left wing, splashed it! LMA Cooper, a big hit from the left wing.
Needed that one.
43-40 McDonald. 3:33 to go. The second three of the night for LMA Cooper. They have not been easy to come by here tonight for the Lady Macs. Up top is Ashley Rowe. She's been kind of the Robin to the Batman of Olivia Olson. Olson has it against Ann Siegenthaler near midcourt. Working off a screen from Dia Crist. Olson back to Crist. Crist left wing. Runs into a double team. Has her pocket picked. It's loose on the floor. Kendall Heffler diving for it. Tie up possession should go back to Cuba City with 3:08 left. Aubrey Dorn going to check in for Kendall Heffler.
Kendall just gives Aubrey a little bit of a break, and Kendall does a great job out there.
43-40 McDonald. Cuba City basketball. Two at the blocks, two at the elbows. Inbounds, flip to left side. Olson has an open look at a three for the tie. Oh, goodness. 43-43. big shot after big shot. Claire Ruff, right wing. Siegenthaler now up top, fights a pass over to Emily Cooper. Cooper to Ella May. Ella May Cooper between the wheels, crosses over on her defender, flip to Claire Ruff. Ruff crosses over at the right elbow now to Emily Cooper. Cooper working off a screen from Ruff. At the foul line, pull up, elbow jumper, back rim no, rebound to Cuba City. Knocked out of bounds by Ann Siegenthaler. With 2:34 left. Timeout on the floor. We are back in 60 seconds. Tied up again. Don't go away. A fight to the finish here at Stings.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. 43-43, Cuba City with the basketball, tied with your McDonald Lady Max, with just over 2.5 minutes remaining in regulation in this WIAA Division IV state tournament semifinal. Winner plays in the championship game on Saturday early afternoon against Laconia. Olivia Olsen has the basketball. She has hit big three after big three.
Yes.
Whenever Cuba City needed a shot, she's taken it and more often than not made it. Now, high off the glass, no rebound fought for, and Aubrey Jordan wins that battle against Dia Crist.
She took that down with authority.
McDonald with a strong defensive possession. 2:04 to go, tied at 43. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Cuba City.
Yep. Take care of the basketball. 2:01 left in this game. Knotted up at 43.
Aubrey Dornan inbounds in front of her own bench out to Ella Mae Cooper. Ella Mae Cooper flips over to older sister Emily. Emily out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman across the foul line to Ella Mae. Ella Mae cuts in for a foul line jumper. Rattles in! McDonald retakes the lead. 45-43 and 18 for Ella Mae Cooper.
Now a turnover and a bucket will take the wind out of it a little bit.
And McDonald play lockdown defense for the final minute and a half. Olivia Olsen has it up top against Callie Goulet. 45-43 McDonald. Olsen gets by a couple defenders. Her runner to tie the game, yes. 45-45. LMA Cooper right wing. And Callie Goulet up top, swings to Emily Cooper with a minute 11 to play. McDonald does not have any fouls left to give. Only two whistles so far against Cuba City. Minute 3 left. LMA Cooper gets by a couple defenders. Now will backtrack it near the WIA logo at midcourt. Crosses over on her defender. Weaves, goes right wing Callie Goulet. Back to LMA up top. Near the logo, Emily Cooper with 50 seconds left. Emily Cooper off a high screen from Aubrey Dorn. 45 seconds left. 45-45. Emily Cooper goes behind her back. Crosses over at the logo. Emily Cooper and a timeout taken by Coach Cooper. We are back in 30 seconds. 38.2 left. 45-45. Can McDonald get it done at the end? We'll find out in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
38.2 seconds remaining in regulation. We are tied. Cuba City and McDonald, 45-45. Lady Max with the basketball coming out of the timeout, seeming to want to hold this for a last shot.
Says McDonald has one timeout left.
Cuba City has four. Six fouls against McDonald. None left to give. Now they're saying only one foul against Cuba City. I think it said two a bit ago. 36 seconds left. The inbound from Dorn to Emily Cooper. Cooper up top, shrugging off her defender with 32 seconds left. Bumped up top. Again, Cuba City can play as aggressive as they want up here.
Yeah.
And a bump and a foul by Dia Chris with 26.8. Again, they can attack the passing lanes. They can ride the ball handler because they have plenty of fouls left to give here.
Yeah, they can play aggressive. And
Aubrey Dorn will inbound from the far side of the floor to LMA Cooper with 26 seconds left. LMA up top near midcourt, crosses over on her defender. That's Rowe. Flips it to Aubrey Dorn. Hands back to LMA Cooper. 17 seconds left. LMA crossing over on her defender. Bump goes up strong, and she is fouled. Is this in the act of shooting, or is it on the ground? It's on the ground. So the third against Ashley Rowe, team's third. 14.4 seconds left now for McDonald. 45-45. Again, trying to whittle the clock down and get a final shot. LMA Cooper inbounding to Emily Cooper. Hands it back to little sister LMA. LMA Cooper across the foul line. Her shot is blocked and taken away with 9 seconds left. Down the lane for the lead.
Oh,
yes. With 5 seconds left to Emily Cooper. And a timeout taken by Don Cooper. 47-45. McDonald, the turnover. And Cuba City takes the 2-point lead.
Ashley Rowe got
Dia Christ blocked the shot. Rowe with the basket. And it's 47-45 Cuba City. And now McDonald's going to need a miracle again, trying to hold the ball for so long. Rowe potentially with the game winner. 3.7 seconds left. McDonald again has time here. The Cuba City defense has just been phenomenal. McDonald has had their chances here in this game, but never quite able to pull away by more than two possessions. Olivia Olson with running mate Ashley Rowe has kept Cuba City in throughout this game, and now the turnover, the defensive play leading to a transition bucket for Cuba City, and McDonald has 3.7 seconds left to try to tie or win the game.
And yeah, Cuba City can go at them aggressively, right? They got fouls to give.
And only three fouls on the board for Cuba City. So that's something McDonald has to keep in mind here too. Both coaches, their teams clustered around them. Cuba City is pumped up. And they went down 4-0 to begin this game, a 5-0 run, and from there a seesaw affair back and forth. The Cuba City student section consensus is McDonald needs to go the length of the floor in 3.7 seconds. With fouls to give from Cuba City, Aubrey Dorn running the baseline. She's going to throw the baseball pass. It's knocked away. Emily Cooper trying to save it in bounds with 3 seconds left. And out of bounds to Cuba City.
Yeah.
2.4. So McDonald will now need to foul. Again, McDonald trying to throw it the length of the floor. Inbounds, a quick foul.
Timeout.
A timeout taken by Cuba City with 2 seconds left. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
3.4 seconds left in the game, potentially in the season for McDonald, as they trail Cuba City 47-45 here at State. Cuba City with the basketball after the McDonald successive turnovers, one leading to a run out and score and the other to this Cuba City inbounds. He'll inbound with 2 seconds left. A foul takes a while to come for McDonald. 0.7 seconds left.
Fouled probably the wrong person, but they had to foul.
Wilson will go to the line again. A lot of time ran out. It'll be a 1-1 here for Olsen. And again, Olsen has been the superstar she was purported to be.
Yes, she lived up to it.
Olsen to make it a full one possession lead. Free throw is good. 48-45 Cuba City. And now Olsen, you'll hear it from the crowd, can ice it here. And she won't. Aubrey Dorn can't get the heave. And McDonald falls here at State 48-45. Making it back to State after winning a championship in Division 5 a year ago. McDonald all the way back to Green Bay. But the heartbreak of losing in a state semifinal returns. We'll be back after this with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And a lot to be proud of, as always, this incredible, incredible team. Give you your second half highlights, stats, analysis, a recap of more, and of course, a salute to our seniors. The season ends here tonight. McDonald 26-3 in this phenomenal season. Cuba City 25-4. They will move on to face defending champion Laconia in the state championship game on Saturday. A lot of tears, a lot of hugs on the sideline for this incredible senior class. Not a lot of teams get to end their season in Green Bay. McDonald does. But it does end here in the state semifinal. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes. The Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back in 3.5.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season? Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today either online or in person to become part of the Sun Blacktop team.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlanta cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
This is the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Four straight to state for the McDonald Lady Max. And after last year's state championship, Mark Maloney, I think I'd forgotten this feeling of being within a step of playing for a state championship. Again, thinking about that loss by 1 point. A couple years ago, again, a tough loss to Assumption in the game that was played down in La Crosse. And so, again, McDonald certainly had opportunities all throughout this game and just not quite able to hold Cuba City off at enough at bay. And the Cubans give them a lot of credit. They had just, again, that Warriors mentality all throughout. And never say die, and just every single time they needed a stop or a bucket, they got it.
Yes, I think they, you know, their shooting percentage was probably a little bit higher than ours was. We shot the ball well. We had good looks at the basket. They just didn't fall for us. Nothing you can do about that. So, you know, again, the girls played a really good game, and, you know, nothing better than to have that opportunity, you know, for at least a chance for something to happen at the end of the game, whether it goes our way or not. Unfortunately, this did not go our way. So, again, the girls got, they can hold their heads high. They played a great game down here. And, you know, those seniors are going to hurt for a day or two. And, you know, and then it's back on with life.
Again, we'll salute that incredible group of seniors that, again, as part of their high school basketball career, four straight trips to state. There are not many teams that can say that, not many programs that can say that. And, again, so much tradition for this Cuba City program, their 17th trip to state, 11 state championships. They'll play for a 12th on Saturday against Laconia, who's looking to defend their Division IV state title. But, I mean, not to be overlooked here is the fact that McDonald, those four straight trips to state, three in Division V, but they move up an entire division here and get right back to state. And again, within a hair's breadth of being in a state championship game, and I'm sure they probably would tell you, looking back at this one, with a few missed opportunities here and there, hey, we really think we should have been playing on Saturday, and it just wasn't to be today.
No, yeah. I mean, like I said, they played an awesome game. You know, great looks. I mean, we talked about it in the first half that we just didn't get the shots to fall. The second half wasn't a whole lot better. We had some great looks, didn't get the ball to fall. And again, you know, Cuba City, you know, they stayed in their man-to-man defense and played some good defensive basketball there. So, you know, hats off to them. And again, what a young crew they have there. No seniors on the team. And again, that Olivia Olson just did a fantastic job out there. When the ball was in her hands, you know, things were going to happen.
And just such a tough situation to be in. Again, when people talk about shot clock here and there, you know, it sometimes makes some of those decisions at the end of the game easy when you're trying to burn 45 seconds off the clock. And again, completely understand why you go for that. Again, you don't have any fouls left to give, and the way Olsen's playing, you want to keep the ball out of her hands. But it's just such a tall order to try to burn that much clock in the side. When do you go and when do you attack? And with the other team that did have plenty of fouls left to give to. And so credit to Cuba City for just holding on, holding on, holding on, and then getting the block shot at the end of the game, the run out and the score for the game-winning basket, and then adding a free throw at the end. But they did what they needed to do. Again, both ends of the floor, they answered the call.
Yes, and, you know, good luck to them on Saturday against Laconia. That'll be a good game, as I was looking forward to a good game on Saturday with McDonald going up against Laconia. But, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles, I guess.
Well, we'll drop out here and be back with your stats, highlights, and continue our postgame analysis and salute to the seniors. We're back in another 3.5 here on WOGO Sports.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a closer look at the stats in a few moments, but first, looking at the leading scores for both sides. But again, just briefly, as I do it, just a little bit more math here, Mark Maloney, this was a game that, honestly, I never felt McDonald was going to lose this game until the very end. It just seemed like they were constantly on the verge of getting out 3-4 possessions and then and really kind of turning it on like we've seen happen so many times. And, again, a lot of credit to Cuba City and some missed opportunities, some shots that normally would go in and didn't here tonight. But, again, it's a state-level opponent, a division higher than you've played before, too. And again, it felt like McDonald was just always on the verge of taking control of the game and just couldn't quite do it.
Yeah, couldn't quite get over that threshold. And, again, I agree with you. We outshot Cuba City, in my mind, just recapping the game in my head. We outshot them by quite a big margin, again, just looking at it in my head. And we just, the shooting percentage obviously wasn't there. I mean, had we had the ball go through the hoop as much, you know, maybe just give us an extra 20-30% of what we shot, I think we would be okay. We would have walked away with this. But you're right. We had opportunities where, you know, we were up by 5. We couldn't get it to 7. And we had 2 or 3 times we had those opportunities to open up that lead. And, again, we just couldn't get that ball to go through the basket.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Look at the leading scorers as 6 different players scored for Cuba City tonight. They were led by the incredible Olivia Olson, just above her season average. She had 22 points, then 11 for her running mate Ashley Rowe, 6 for Savannah Krieger, 5 for Emily Wigman, 2 apiece for Alexis Rundy and Dia Christ. On the other side, freshman LMA Cooper led the way with 18 points here tonight for McDonald, 8 in the first half, 10 in the second. Fellow freshman Claire Ruff with 8 points. So again, the youth for McDonald certainly showing out here tonight. Senior captains Aubrey Dorn and Emily Cooper end their illustrious McDonald careers with 8 and 7 points apiece, 2 for Ann Siegenthaler and 2 for Callie Goulet. We'll take another quick break, be back with the highlights and a deeper look at more of the stats as they're taking things down here at the Resch Center. We want to make sure, again, we can salute the seniors as well. Back in 3 on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found in 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus 2 convenient locations. 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Attention high school students and parents. Are you planning for your future after high school? Join us at CVTC's Spring Open House on Tuesday, March 26th to learn why CVTC is the smart start to your future. Meet instructors, participate in hands-on simulations and virtual reality activities, and apply for free at the event. Learn why students just like you are choosing CVTC. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/spring.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just 4 walls and 4 wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for, So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-91.
Leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Check brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Check served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Check law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Winding down from the Rest Center in Green Bay, Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald Falls in the WIA Division 4 state semifinal, 48-45 to the number 3 seed, the Cuba City Cubans. A closer look at some of the stats here before we finish things off with your highlights, and a salute to this year's seniors. Field goal percentage, McDonald shot just 34% from the field, just 37% for Cuba City. McDonald 20 of 59, the Cubans 16 of 43, but 3-point field goal percentage certainly a big factor here tonight. McDonald 4 of 16, 25%, 7 of 17, that's 41% for Cuba City in a 3-point game. Again, that's everything. And free throws, only 3 attempted for McDonald. They were 1 of 3, so left a couple points at the line there, but 33%, but only 3 free throws attempted for McDonald tonight. 82% from the foul line on 9 of 11 attempts for Cuba City. Turnovers, single digits for McDonald, just 8. Cuba City, 11 turnovers. Lady Max out-rebounded the Cubans 39-30. 15 of the 39 rebounds for McDonald were offensive rebounds. 1 block for McDonald, 4 for Cuba City, and none more critical than Diacris' block on LMA Cooper at the end when McDonald had a chance for the game winner, and instead it went the other way with Rowe scoring the game winner for Cuba City. 9 steals for McDonald and just 3 for Cuba City, but again, 9 steals well below their season average of 23, as Cuba City was able to maintain good ball control. 10 assists for McDonald and 6 for Cuba City, as again it was a defensive struggle. It really was.
Yes, it was. And Cuba City stayed in that man-to-man defense, and we thought we could wear them down, but they're where they're at because they believe in their defense and they believe in their offense. So they did a nice job there, and again, our shooting percentages were down a little bit, you got to play the game.
Yeah, Olivia Olson, again, we mentioned 22 points, 7 of 15 shooting, 4 of 7 from 3. And again, McDonald, just not quite the shooting percentages that we're used to. And sometimes you just have games like that, unfortunately. State is not where you wanted that. But again, got to give a lot of credit to this Cubans defense. They were fantastic. And again, a team filled with juniors. And so we'll see what happens against a Laconia team that looked very, very good today. But Cuba City, you would imagine, has designs on being back here for a lot of those junior senior season, and McDonald, again, as we salute the seniors, will certainly have a youth movement next year, but that youth played a lot and impacted this game a lot tonight, and so certainly a lot to look forward to next year as well.
Yes, I mean, there are some good youth coming up, but again we're going to get to these seniors, and those are the ones that got us here, not just this year, for the last couple of years. These seniors have been the one leading the way. So, hats off to those guys, those girls, too.
We'll take our final break coming up here of the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Want to thank the seniors, thank our sponsors, and play those second half highlights as well. Coming back in 3 here on WOGO to wrap things up from the Rest Center in Green Bay as McDonald falls by 3, 48-45. Back after this.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products.
From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty. And best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store. Brand new name, Maury's, moving life forward.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Time to take a listen to the second half highlights of this WIA Division 4 state semifinal. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney finishing things up for the final time during this very memorable basketball and hockey season on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Let's take a listen of the Lady Mavs. Both teams not a real high shooting percentage in the first half. LMA Cooper snaps off a three, left wing, bomb, splash! And that's exactly what McDonald needed to start the second half. How about the first Lady Max player in double digits, LMA Cooper with 11 points. At this Cuba City team, or they'll climb right back into the game. Emily Cooper right wing, working off a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey rolls to the hoop, firing a pass down low. Beautiful. Up and in for two. Emily Cooper to Dorn, captain to captain for a score. In and out. Two-handed rebound, Aubrey Dorn to Emily Cooper. Cooper across the timeline with a head of steam to clear Ruff. Ruff driving baseline, goes up hard.
Oh, off the glass. One.
Got it. Pumping hard for clear.
Beautiful play by the freshman.
I think it was Wilson of Cuba City for a game high. Izzy Hartman cutting across the foul line to Emily Cooper, right wing. Emily puts on the floor with a left-hand hesitation dribble. Kick out to LMA. LMA crossing between a couple defenders. Beautiful Euro in the finish with a kiss with the left hand.
She switches that over to her left hand very smoothly.
13 for LMA Cooper. A three from the right wing, 36-35 Cuba City. Up top, Ann Siegenthaler. 7 minutes to play. To answer for three, Emily Cooper.
Nice.
There it is! Finally for Emily. Raids it home from the left wing.
Full timeout, McDonald.
Lady Max back in 60 seconds as they retake the lead, 38-36. Leaves it on the left wing. They'll drop down to Dia Christ. Christ is doubled, flips it out. Work over to the right side. That's Wigman. Emily Wigman, 5'3" junior, pulls up at the foul line. Shot blocked by Claire Ruff. Into the arms of Aubrey Dorn. Ruff gets it back right wing. Ruff spins, kick out. Emily Cooper for two in a row from three. Front rim, no. Rebound loose and retrieved by Cuba City. Top. Ruff, couple dribbles to LMA Cooper. Attacking into the paint across the foul line. Flips out to Emily Cooper. Emily pull up just inside the foul line. Rattles in and out. Offensive rebound. Put back.
Beautiful.
Yes. Aubrey Dorn with a big bucket.
That was a big bucket for Aubrey. Nice rebound.
Fourth throughout this contest in the state semifinal. Jumper off the side of the glass. No. From straight on. Emily Cooper the rebound. Long push ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler wheels. Kicks it out to Emily Cooper. To Ella May Cooper. Spots up a three left wing. Splashed it. Ella May Cooper. A big hit from the left wing.
Needed that one.
For Cooper. Ella May Cooper flips over to older sister Emily. Emily out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman across the foul line to Ella May. Ella May cuts in for a foul line. Jumper rattles in. McDonald retakes the lead, 45-43 and 18 for LMA Cooper. Unfortunately, those will be the last points McDonald scored as the final 5 points of the game go to the Cuba City Cubans. They win 48-45. And Mark Maloney, again, just with the way things are set up here at State, we typically don't get a chance to talk with the players or coaches like we normally would at home. But we're so grateful, again, for Coach Don Cooper and his graciousness spending time with us in our post-game show every single game, win or lose. And it's been a lot more wins than losses.
Yes.
Over the last 4 years with four straight trips to State. And again, with this team and the way this program is running, again, as we salute the seniors in a moment here, don't count out this McDonald program to get back. Again, it seems like it's going to be a tall order with the players that are graduating, but with the youth that's coming up, this program, again, I think is in very good hands.
Yes, and, you know, there's some good girls playing basketball down at the middle school level that are going to fill up here too. But again, you know, some of them, these three freshmen that played most of the season here for Coach Cooper. There's some good future here for McDonald basketball.
Well, let's salute our seven seniors. Again, an incredible group of seniors to think about it. Their high school career, four straight trips to State. And again, some of them, especially Captain Emily Cooper, playing at State, getting significant playing time all 4 years as they finish off their incredible McDonald career. So number five, senior guard Maddie Geisler. Number 11, senior forward Callie Goulet. Number 22, senior point guard Emily Cooper. Number 23, senior center Aubrey Dorn. Number 31, senior guard Isabel Hartman. Number 15, senior center Katie Ruff. And number 34, senior guard Kylie Jensen. Your seven seniors for this year's 23-24 McDonald Max. And I know head coach Cooper, if we were able to have him join us, would have memories of each one of them, what they have brought to this program, their leadership on and off the court, leadership and practice. Again, as we look toward again baseball and softball coverage, you think of Katie Ruff here, not getting a ton of playing time, and she could play on a lot of teams.
Yes.
A great athlete, but again, embraces her role as a senior, encouraging her younger sister, who does show just so much promise for McDonald. And Katie's going to absolutely light things up in the circle for softball again, too, but wanted to be part of this team. And again, it's senior leadership like that. Not everyone's going to be a captain. Not everyone's going to score 20 a game. But again, seniors can lead in so many different ways. And that's just one example out of the seven seniors here. They have left their mark, an indelible mark, on this McDonald Lady Max basketball program.
Yes, you know, and you know, after this year, they're alumni. So, you know, every trip they make back to the high school, they'll have just nothing but great memories, you know, looking at all the plaques they have up there in the trophy case. You know, just this year, what did they add? They added three more, right? Regional champs, sectional champs, conference champs, you know, so there's
there's a lot for these girls, and that's just this year, right? And they've all been a part of it for the last 4 years. So, they're going to have a lot of good memories, good memories that they'll remember for a long time, the rest of their life.
Something I've meant to bring out the last couple games after they won that regional final, cut the nets down, moved on to neutral site games. They were unbeaten at home this year. This year, seniors 13-0. Stephen DeBraisler Gymnasium at McDonald and Chippewa Falls. Again, what better way to go out than saying, hey, we never lost in front of our home fans this final season. And again, in those four seasons, they did not lose a lot of games at home at all. But again, a record of 26-3 this season. What a phenomenal, phenomenal year.
Yes. And again, you got Emily moving on to play out in South Dakota, I believe, or North
Black
Dakota.
Black Hills State, yeah.
Yep, and Aubrey down at
Viterbo.
Viterbo. So those girls are still going to continue to play on the hard court. So, good luck to them guys. And, they got a couple months left to finish off their senior year. So they got a lot to be proud of. And again, just so many great memories for those girls, all of them.
Again, we won't be gone too long here on WOGO Sports as we will be moving into regular season baseball and softball coverage. It's been a moment since we've been able to do that. And again, looking forward to that. And thank you so much to sponsors making it possible for us to do that. And want to just give one final thank you as, again, we've never had this many sponsors for a state game before. And so I want to just, before we go out, read through these sponsors who've made this game possible here tonight, because, again, just not possible to do it without their support. So thank you one final time here to 3D Fitness, Ashley Construction, Bjorkstrand Metal Roofing, CF Products, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVTC, Country RV, Culver's of Lake Halley, Check Law Office, Freeze Financial Group, Grace Home Respiratory, H&R Electric, Heath Loken & Associates LLC, Johnson Roloff Service, Christo Orthodontics, Kurth Heating & Cooling, Maury's Auto Group, Nestle Health Science, Northwestern Bank, Post Glass & Mirror, Nicolet Bank, Quality Propane & Fuels, Sen Blacktop, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Smiles & Motion Pediatric Dentistry, State Farm, the Jeff Flagg Agency, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford, White City Glass, and Wurzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. An incredible group of sponsors. Thank you. Thank you to them for, again, standing behind us. We have an incredible community in Chippewa. And finally, my thanks to you, Mark Maloney, for, again, giving up your time, your evening so many times, to your wonderful wife, Lita, as well, for letting you go off and gallivant with me wherever we might be going to these games. You guys mean a lot to me, to us at WOGO, and so glad to be able to do this and to end another season here in Green Bay.
Yes, and I love it too, Caleb. You and I have been working together for a long time, and if it's not fun, I sure wouldn't be doing this, but I do enjoy it. I love McDonald High School and all the things that I get to do for McDonald. There's lots of things that I'm looking forward to, especially next fall when we get into that football
season.
So again, thank you for everything you do and for all the military shout outs that WOGO lets us do. You guys are fantastic to our military community.
Well, we will say so long now from the Resch Center in Green Bay. Thank you to, again, our team back at the WOGO studios in Halley, our sports director, Greg Stewart, our intrepid board operator tonight, Mr. Sam Aberle. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night from the Resch Center in Green Bay in the WIAA Division IV Girls State Basketball Tournament. Once again, your final score, the Cuba City Cubans 48, your McDonald Central Lady Max 45. This has been McDonald Lady Max State Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports for the final time in the 2023-24 season. So long and good night.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror,
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.